Okay, so last night we mentioned the Shpayla Zayda, and I got a few looks. Who was the Shpayla Zayda? So I said, bring it, I'll do a little homework. So I did a little homework. Okay. So the way the story goes, Shpayla Zayda, his parents didn't have children for a while, and they were kind of mitzvah chanosas archim and stalker to a great extent. Baal Shem Tov, before he was known, was traveling around, and he ended up staying in their house. And late at night, Baal Shem Tov was up in the room, and the Baal Abbas saw a light coming out of the room, and he peeked through the keyhole, through the door, through the crack, and he fainted from the light and the kedusha that he saw in the room. Baal Shem Tov heard somebody fainted outside, he opened the door, and he revived him. Baal Shem Tov asked him what he saw. And he said he saw in the room a bright light, and he saw an elderly yid with a white beard together with Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov told him that yid was the Maral, and that he's going to have a son next year. He should name his son after the Maral, who was a Zayda descendant. He should name his son after the Maral. The kitzur, Baal Shem Tov came to the bris, and by the bris, Baal Shem Tov said the following. He said, he gave a bracha to the baby, and he said the following. I think he said b'shem his father. The pasuk says, "By Avraham Avinu, by Avraham Zokain Bavim." Avraham was old in his days. Avraham was given the mitzvah of bris milah, and Avraham was a Zokain. Zokain also means a Zayda, his grandfather. So Avraham was the Zayda of Klal Yisrael. He said, "Hashem give a bracha to the baby should grow up to be a Zayda for Klal Yisrael." And since that bracha was said, since then, people nicknamed and always called this child the Zayda, and he always asked his parents, "How's the little Zayda? How's the little Zayda doing?" Right. And that's where the name Zayda came from. And it came out as Shpayla Zayda later on in life. Are there many? Shpayla is a town, a city. Shpayla Zayda, and many stories are set off about the Shpayla Zayda, the Yeshuas, the Nisim, the Fois that he brought about, and so goes the story. Okay. Anyway, back to the Seder. Okay. I'm not going to be able to give you a story for every Rebbe that I mentioned tonight, but, okay. The Zvul Rebbe of Shlomko Mizvul. If you heard of him, good. If not, also have...
Let's do the research.
Shlomko Mizvul, well known. Yerushalayim, very well known. Helge Yid. Shlomko Mizvul had many guests by the Seder, like many of the Gedolim had. The houses were open. His house was open. He had many guests by the Seder. And among his guests, there was a Yid who came from a different place, and different Minhagim. And the Rebbe didn't eat Gebrochs. His family didn't eat Gebrochs. And his guests that came didn't know any better. And he was used to eating Gebrochs. So he sat there by the Seder. He took his matzah and he put it into the soup. He made his Gebrochs. The Rebbe's grandson saw the guest was eating a brochs. He was ready to run over and stop him. And the Rebbe looked at him. Don't say a word. Be quiet. Okay? Somebody else at the table noticed that this guest was dipping his matzah in and eating a brochs. And he was ready to say something. And Shlomo Kondizvil called over this other person and he said to him, "I want to tell you something very important." He says, "In Shemayim, after 120 years, they're not going to ask you whether you ate a brochs on Pesach or whether you didn't. But what they're going to ask you is, did you watch your eyes and your mouth that you didn't hurt another yid? Were you careful with your eyes and with your mouth that you didn't hurt another yid or make another yid feel bad? That's what you have to be careful about." Pesach, the chumras, the hagim that we keep are gavaldik, the kodesh kadoshim. But one has to be careful at the same time not to make somebody feel bad and not to hurt somebody else. This year, the first night of Pesach falls out on Leil Shabbos. Call it in English Friday night. Calls that Leil Shabbos. There are different minhagim where the Shalom Aleichem is said Leil Shabbos and not when it falls out by the Seder. Some say Shalom Aleichem like every Leil Shabbos. The meaning is to say Shalom Aleichem. Others don't. It's brought down. One of the reasons why Shalom Aleichem is not said is because Maral writes that by the Seder, we mentioned last night, one of the reasons we wear a kittel is similar to the Kohen Gadol, does the Avodah in the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. The night of the Seder, sitting by the Seder, it's like doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And what does it say by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Nobody was allowed to be in the Oyel Moed inside the Mishkan together with the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara learns out that not only does Adam mean a person, but Adam means Malachim as well. Even Malachim were not allowed in the Mishkan, in the Oyel Moed, when the Kohen Gadol was there. Only the Kohen Gadol by himself. If that's the case, and was similar to the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah in Yom Kippur, the Malachim are not invited. And therefore, there's no need even to say Shalom Aleichem or Yachem Shalom. Begin to say that. Whatever your minig is, that's what a person does. But just a little thought that's brought down. Perhaps one of the reasons why a minig is not to say Shalom Aleichem. The kedusha of the night of the Seder is brought down by the Gedolim. How they understood the kedusha of the night of the night of the Seder. Whatever background we have, Lutfish Chassidish, the kedusha was tremendous. The Shulchan Kodesh writes how careful one has to be by the Seder not to speak the Varim B'Teilim. The Seder is Mala Kedusha. It's well known the Chassam Sofer's face by the Seder was bright, shone brightly. I don't remember which relative came to the Seder for the first time, and they warned him, they warned her, not to look at the Chassam Sofer's face at the Seder, because you won't be able to look, his face is so bright. And of course she thought they were exaggerating. And the way the story goes, she looked and she had to turn away right away. His face was shining bright like the sun by the Seder. The Chavis HaTalmidim brings down a beautiful Rosh, and describes the Kedusha, how Yid feels the night of Pesach, and he says a few words that are so beautiful. He writes, on the night of Pesach, Hagan Eden Yorad Loi Loyom Hazeh. Gan Eden comes down to this world, Vahu Yoshiboy. A person is sitting in Gan Eden in this world by the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder, a person feels that Kedusha, feels that wants to jump up and say Shira, wants to jump and praise Hashem. A person feels that Kedusha. It's like an Eden comes down to this world, and a person is zeichet to being an Eden on the night of the Seder. The Targum Yonis in the Gedua brings down in Parshas Koldois, when Yitzchak said to Esav to go and bring him to the Litzayid, Havarim Atamim, he sent Esav out to bring him food to eat. So the Pasuk tells us, In Perik Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi Ki Zokein Yitzchak, Vatechena in Einov Merois, Vayikra Es Esav Bnei Gadol, Yitzchak called Esav his oldest son, Vayomer Lo Bni, Vayomer Lo Hineini. Targum Yonasim brings down on that pasuk. Ukro Yas Esav Brei Rabba, Yitzchak called Esav his oldest son, Ba'arbeisa Ben Nisan, on the 14th of Nisan, Va'amrei Nisetem Bri, my son. Hallel Yadain, tonight, this upcoming night, Igoyim Mishabchin Lamori Amo. Even the Malachim, the Igoyim and Shulayim, they praise Hashem. V'oitzrei Talin Mispesachin Bey. And the Oitzres of Shemayim, the treasure houses of Shemayim are open on that night, Bamalei Ha'ano, and the person has to be ready to accept it. The treasure houses of Shemayim are open on the night of the Seder. It's very important in Targum Yonasim. The Kedusha of the Seder, and what a person can accomplish by the Seder, Sayin Ruchnis and Sayin Gashmi is tremendous. It's well known that it says in the Haggadahs by the Manashtana, the Kan HaBen Shoyo, and here the son asks, and Rabbi Oshim is stolen would say, Kan HaBen Shoyo, that at this point in the Seder, a person can ask whatever bakoshes he has. The time in the Seder to be mispalo and to ask, because a person at that point is, the Oitzis HaShemayim are open, and a person can be mispalo and ask. Kadesh Urechatz. The Seder starts off with Kadesh and then Urechatz. Usually the procedure is the other way around. First you clean and then you bring on the Kedusha. We wash our hands, then we say a bracha. We don't first Kadesh, Kedusha, and then Urechatz. Because the night of the Seder, we have that Siyata Rishmaya, that even though one is not yet 100% clean, one is not Urechatz, it could still become Kadesh. You can still do the Kadesh. The Kadesh comes first. After the Kadesh, one could then go ahead and Urechatz, and one could wash and cleanse himself. But on Pesach, we have the Matana, we can jump ahead and achieve the Kedusha right away. The Chassam Sofer writes the following lashon. B'shah she'anachnu yoshvim l'saper yetzias Mitzrayim uvaneinu, the time that we sit to speak about Mitzrayim to our to our children, lahashrish libaisam b'yiras Hashem, to implant in the hearts b'yiras Hashem. And we speak about the nisim that happened. Azai shefa elokim aleinu kimoi b'tzeisanu b'mitzrayim. The shefa of Hashem is upon us, just like it was upon us when we left Mitzrayim. So the Shechina is with us. The shefa of Hashem is with us the night by the Seder. And I'm going a little bit out of order just because I didn't write it down necessarily in order with the way that I saw that I just saw. That Rugas Abayisim brings down that Holach Ma'anya. We all know Holach Ma'anya is said in Aramaic. Why is Holach Ma'anya said in Aramaic? The rest of the Haggadah is said in Lashon Kodesh. The many different reasons that are given, but one reason that fits in very well with what we discussed earlier is, what's special about Aramaic? It's a Lashon Shein HaMalachim Mevinim. It's a language the Malachim don't understand. So we dafka say, in a Lashon the Malachim don't understand, to show that tonight, it's not a night for the Malachim. It's a night between us and Hashem. Like it says, that Hashem went through Mitzrayim, Bavati, Berach Mitzrayim, Ani v'loi Malach, Hashem and Ana Malach. Tonight the Shechin is with us. It's not a night where we need any intermediaries, we need any Malachim. And therefore, we speak in Aramaic at the beginning of the Seder to show this idea that we don't need the Malachim. The Chidoy is on, the Chad Gadya, at the end of the Seder, Chad Gadya is also in Aramish, it's also Aramaic. Halach Ma'anya, the beginning of Magid is in Aramish, and Chad Gadya, at the very end, is also B'rosh and Arami. The same idea, to show us that Metchila V'atzoif, from beginning until the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. The Shechina is with us, the night of the Seder, from the very beginning until the very end, from the Halach Ma'anya to the Chad Gadya, and tonight's not a night of the Malachim, but tonight's a night between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shimon Shkop was Mekabel himself a Tainus Dibur by the Seder, not to speak any Devarim B'Teilim by the Seder, and he said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, if the Shechina comes down with, and the Shechina is sitting here, how could I talk Devarim B'Teilim in front of the Melech, in front of the Shechina? Okay. When Rav Chanan Vassman would start the Seder, Rav Chanan every year would start with the same Hagdama. The one who said this over was by Rabbi Chanan Seder in the year 1929. Tafresh Peites, in 1929, he was by the Seder of Rabbi Chanan. I just happened out of curiosity to look at the calendar when Pesach fell out in 1929. So it fell out even later than this year. It fell out that April 25th was the English date. So it could be later than this year. Because someone said to me before, this year is the latest Pesach. So, in 1929, Pesach, the first day was April 25th on the English calendar. Okay, anyway, Rabbi Chanan would start off, just a little tribute. Rabbi Chanan would start off the Seder, and Rabbi Chanan said in the year 1929 that tonight is exactly 3,242 years from the time they left Mitzrayim, and this is the 3,741st Seder since that time. First year, obviously, they leave Mitzrayim, but every year after that, they celebrated remembering the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Chanan stressed the point that it's all Mesorah. How do we make a Seder? We saw it by our fathers, we saw it by their fathers, we saw it by their fathers, all the way back year after year after year, 3,241 times, and this is the 3,241st Seder that Klal Yisrael is making. If you make a Cheshbon, this year, Tav Shinayin Vav, it's the 3,328th Seder from the time we left Mitzrayim. 3,328. And we're making a Seder because last year was a Seder and the year before and the Seder and it all goes back. They left Mitzrayim in the year 2448 and now we're holding 3,328 years later. And Rav Chanan stressed in the Seder how we're making a Seder because of our fathers, what we saw last year and the year before and the year before. And everything is based on the obvious Yehiratzin, that we should be zeichet to see Mashiach Zekeinu, and Messiah should continue. Comes to Yachatz, we take the middle matzah, we divide the middle matzah in half. Okay. And what's the significance, what's the simon of dividing the middle matzah in half? Ayin Panim Utaira, any Haggadah you open up has a reason, a drash why. Just two nice little ideas that I saw. Simchas HaRegel brings down the idea that when you divide the achatz, we're not supposed to divide the matzah evenly. We're supposed to take the bigger piece and the smaller piece. The joke is you take the bigger half, but the bigger half is not a half, it's a bigger piece. But the achatz, we put away the bigger part and we leave the smaller part. What's the remez of the achatz? But he left Mitzrayim early. He left Mitzrayim halfway through. The Pasuk says we were supposed to be Mitzrayim 400 years. And how many years were we in Mitzrayim? 210. Slightly more than half. A little bit more than half. Yachas. We divide the matzah in half as a remez. We left Mitzrayim halfway through. The Golus was divided in half. But it was a little bigger. It wasn't exactly even. So we have one bigger piece and one smaller piece. The Tzvila Tzadik brings down a very nice gematria. If you take the word matzah, mem tzadik hei, the gematria is 135. Mem is 40, tzadik is 90, hei is 5, is 135. If you divide 135 in half, whole numbers, you get 68 and 67. 68 plus 67 is 135. The gematria of chayim, ches yud yud mem, is 68, and the gematria of toivim is 67. Chayim toivim, good life. So we divide the matzah in half as a remez that our life should be a chayim toivim, a good life, and one piece is be slightly bigger than the other. One piece is 68, chayim, and one piece is 67 is the toivim. The minig is to say the Haggadah in a loud voice, not just to say it quietly. The Kaf HaChayim brings down, it's a remez to what it says by Mitzrayim, Vayishma Hashem es kailayim, Hashem heard our voices, Vanitzak Chayisrael called out. So we say the Haggadah out loud, the same way we misbawa and called out to Hashem by Mitzrayim. The Sar Shalom Yibels explains, the reason why we say the Haggadah out loud is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mas is called Lechem Oini, because it's Lechem, Sh'anin Olav Devarim Harbi. Words that we answer, we say the bread, we say a lot of words on. We say about Mitzrayim in front of the Matzis. Aynim, the Gemara Darshan is by Bikurim. It says by Bikurim, Ve'oniso v'amarto v'fnei Hashem l'kecha. And the Gemara learns that Ve'oniso means b'kol rom, to say in a loud voice. So when the Gemara says, the matzah says, l'lechem sh'ayin l'lov, we answer, we say in front of it, Dvarim harbei, aynim means b'kol rom in a loud voice. Kol dichvin yesei v'yecho. Anybody who's hungry should come and eat. Pesach is one of the only Yom Tovim when you give this invitation to the whole world, whoever's hungry, come and eat. Sukkot, you don't find a nusach saying the sukkah, whoever needs a sukkah, come and eat. Shavuos, seems it's a kol dichven yesev yechol. Mefarshim all like to explain what's the significance of kol dichven yesev yechol, dafka with Pesach. And just one simple explanation, Derech Amunah brings down a very nice idea, and that is that we're trying to bring about the Gula. This year, here, in the Exeter of Yisrael, Hashta Avdi, Lashon Abba, B'nei Chayrin, and we know Ben Nissen Nigalu, the original Gula took place in Nissen, Uven Nissen Asidin Lehigoyal, the future Gula will take place in Nissan. What Schus brings about the Gula? What does the Gemara tell us? The Schus at Stoko. Gedoyu at Stoko, Stoko is great, Shemekarevis is a Gula, it brings about the Gula. Tzion ben mishpat tipode b'shaver, but tztaka brings about the gula. So we say kol dichven yesev yechol, and then right afterwards we are mispalel for the gula. Hashata hocha, next year Eretz Yisrael, next year b'nei chayrin. Because now that we went ahead and we show that we're mekayim the mitzvah of tztaka, we're mispalel for the gula. Rabbi Yisrael Solanta said, how come when it comes to ruchnius, you find people standing outside yelling, Atzenta for a minion, come, the mashma minion, akadish, akadusha, Atzenta. But you never find somebody screaming outside, come, Suda, come, achnosas archim. That you don't find. When it comes to the ruchnius, you find everyone screaming, I'm worried about everyone's ruchnius. Halavai, we should worry about someone else's gashmi, is the same way. It's also brought down, kol dichvin yesev yecho, the same way that it refers to the gashmi, it refers to the ruchnius also. Whoever's hungry in ruchnius, in spiritual matters, the night of Pesach is a night, come and eat, come and take from the Kedusha of Pesach, called Ditzrich, whoever needs, Zeisiv Yifsach, and elevate yourself from the Kedusha of the night of Pesach. We'll just end off with the Manashtana, Varasei over every year, that Barbanel says it, so others say it also. The four questions of the Manashtana, Matzah, Morah, Enonam Abilin, and Kolonu Mesubin, the child is asking to his father, he doesn't understand. If you look around at the mitzvahs of the night, you look around at the Seder table, you have a big contradiction. On one end, you have the matzah. The matzah represents the shibud. The matzah is lachemoni. The matzah represents The fact that dough didn't rise, the matzah represents the shibud. The morah represents the shibud by morah was chayayim. So the son is asking the father, we're making a zecher for the shibud. Matzah and morah. On the other hand, we're acting like rich, wealthy, free people. We're eating with tibble, dipping in, the way the rich people eat, kulanu mesubin, we're reclining back, the way the ashirim eat, b'nei chayrin eat. So the son's all perplexed. Are we b'nei chayrin? Are we avodim? What are we tonight? And the father answers, avodim hayinu lefar b'mitrayim, v'yayitzienu Hashem alkeinu misham b'yad chazak v'zrayi netuya. The father answers, tonight we are both. The first half of the night we were still avodim to paroi, and that's the zeich of the matzah and the morah. The second half of the night, Vayitzien, Hashem took us out, and that's the Zeichel Cheirus that we make with the Tibble and the Mesubin. So we have a Zeichel for both the Avdus and for the Cheirus. Okay, so Shtakel be Zeichel that this year, no, we missed it this year. We can't be in the Korban Pesach with Manoi. It's too late. But now we're here. Next year, we're at Yisrael. Now Avodim, Roshana Avodim, Benichon. Mm-hmm.